this so the by recognizing not just only suffering pain, on top of that suffering changes, that is the temporary samsara pleasure, temporary samsara pleasures, you see, the suffering, how they are suffering, how they are natural suffering, you know. Not only that, then recognizing the, realizing the pervasive compounding suffering, the foundation of those two other sufferings. So by realizing that this is suffering, that, you know, pervasive compounding, this, you see how this is suffering. And so only then, see, then one has the thought of renouncing the whole entire suffering. Only then one has the thought of thought to seek the thought of, you see, the say, exact correct thought of seeking liberation, but knowing what means liberation from samsara. So cessation of, you see, not just suffering pain, not just suffering changes, you know, temporary samsara, the sense pleasures, I see, you see, including the pervasive compounding suffering. So being completely free from all this, and that is what is being completely free from this forever, and that is what is liberation from samsara. That is what cessation of the suffering. So otherwise the thought of seeking liberation is not exact, not correct. See, not complete. So the thought of seeking liberation doesn't rise exactly. If one does not reflect, the graduate entering evolution, you know, of samsara, entering the samsara or evolution of samsara, you know, how one the evolve, you know, in the samsara. If one does not reflect, then one doesn't know. One wouldn't know how to cut the root of the samsara. Therefore, which means to know the graduate in graduate, you know, entering graduate the evolution or the entering the samsara. So you see, to know this, one has to know the cause. You see, the karma and delusion, you know, you see, the ignorance, not knowing the meaning of selflessness. However, the meaning of this, the ultimate nature of the, say, ignorance that which does not see the ultimate nature of the I, the self. So knowing evolution of, gradual evolution of samsara means one has to know all these things. So only then, you know, by knowing the evolution, you know, from ignorance, how, see, in this way, then one come to know from ignorance, you see, the creator of the samsara, ignorance, the, see, then how see, then how everything you see, the rest of the 12 link, the rest of the 12 dependent, you see, related limb. So all the rest thing happens, you know. The, you see, the true cause of suffering, the true suffering, all those, you see, seven result. So one come to know. Then also the reverse. See, one come to know the reverse from where the, you know, the dead rebirth, see, rebirth, you know, see, the all the sicknesses, dead, all the, so these, all these things, see, from where it comes, from, you see, oh, from the karma, delusion, the root of ignorance. Then also by ceasing ignorance, then ignorance, you see, so for the disturbing thought, and then when the karma has ceased, one, you know, there's no more creating karma, then this way one do not experience it. One do not, there's no experiencing, you see, true suffering. Those seven results, or how about the true suffering, you see, including death, rebirth, so forth. So, those three types of sufferings. And also reverse, you know, the, and this is gradually, you know, how to achieve liberation, the how to achieve the cessation of suffering, you see, by ceasing ignorance, the cause and the result of suffering like this. Then also reverse, you know, the ceasing the dead, rebirth, so forth, you know, all these three types of sufferings, then that depends on ceasing the karma, ceasing the disturbing thought, then that depends very root the ceasing the ignorance. So however, so the way to do that is by realizing emptiness. You see, the direct method, the part, you see, the wisdom realizing emptiness. So now, so without, say, if one does not reflect the evolution of samsara, you know, how the graduate is entering samsara, then one would not know how to cut the root of samsara, and therefore, once you realize this, important, one should cherish, you know, one should, you know, to say, this understanding, you see, what binds, you know, what ties oneself to the samsara, what ties oneself to the samsara. To practice aversion to the samsara, and to know what ties oneself to the samsara. So this understanding is important. The Aita yogi practice this way, and I beg you who is seeking liberation, also to practice this way. So it's also so now that in this teaching, they plant the rice, the rice plant. The sutra mentioned that bhikshus, Buddha mentioned bhikshus who see the dependent rising, who see the dependent, related, rising, will see dharma. Who see dharma will see Buddha. So Buddha said, you see, in the teaching, so the teaching called rice plant. So what it thinks by, you know, by see understanding depend, see by understanding the depend rising, how things are depend rising, and then see that then that you see then that helps to realize that to realize emptiness, you know, dharma, the emptiness. How that by understanding depend rising, how things are depend rising, then it helps by analyzing how things are depend rising, then it helps to recognize the, for example, the I which doesn't exist. By analyzing the I, how by analyzing the I is there with that which exists, that which is depend rising, by analyzing that, you know, by understanding that, by analyzing that, then one come to know, one come to recognize the I which doesn't exist. That even the I itself is a, you see, it exists in mere name. It exists in mere name. You see, even you know, it exists being merely labeled by the mind. But you see, the depending the reason the aggregates. Depending the reason, you see, the base, the aggregates. But the I, the self, doesn't appear that way, according to the, even though that is the reality, how it exists, but it doesn't appear in that way. To you see, us who are not enlightened, who are not enlightened being, and you see, so ordinary beings then appears, you see, that is that is eyes appearing, you see, not merely labeled by mind, but existing from its own side. There is something from its own side. So there is something, you know, from something from its own side. So this is I, something more than, not just merely labeled, but something more than that. So that is what this repetition object is. So, in a simple way, that to recognize the repetition object is when we look at I, when we look at mind, body, sense objects, form, sound, smell, so forth, that when we look at them, you see anything that which appears, and we don't talk about all these things completely existing from the side, or you see, you know, according to those different schools, repeating object, according to different schools, four schools, the competition, the the Buddhist, the philosopher, the four schools, that you see. So without you see talking about that, that this eye is appearing to oneself, that the according to the first and second school Charanavandodeva, that that is according to the first charam, and this is the 18 schools, 18 sections or 18 schools. So one of them, Nema Pavitava. So this, according to the point of view of the reputing object, the however, the eyes appearing to oneself, while it is impermanent, but appearing as permanent, while it is existing, depending on the parts, but it is appearing existing without being as existing alone, without depending on the parts. While it is existing, by depending on cause conditions, it is appearing that it, with its own independence or freedom. So we don't talk about, even without talking about these things, these very gross wrong, these very gross wrong views of the eye. And then even this that that eyes appearing while the eyes existing by depending on the aggregates, the and continuation of the aggregates, but the eyes appearing to oneself, that is, existing, being self-sporting, like the child, son or the daughter, without depending on parents' help, giving money, then when the child, when the daughter's son is able to job and able to live by oneself, without depending on parents' help. So that's what's normally called self-supporting. So the eyes, while the eyes depending on the aggregates and continuation of aggregates, not appearing that way, appearing as complete opposite, that is, that it is eyes self-supporting, exist being self-supporting, which is completely wrong. So even without talking that, those wrong views, those is non-existent eye. And then that also the the according to Chittaman school or the mind on the school imprint that's left on the seventh conscience, this school accept seven or eight, the conscience, last one called New Yin Nam She. However, this the conscience of mind, Yin Nam She, the base of all, the conscience of mind, so that which carries the imprint. So the imprint left on this mental continuum, that you see, manifest out one part in the one part is the shepa, the cognition, then the the formless, the phenomena that which does function, perceiving object, you see, shepa. Then one manifests out into, so for example, one manifests out the mind that which you see the blue, color, you see, and then one manifests out as object the blue color. So like that. So however, you see, so even though the I is a, even though this I exists, you know, that the imprint was left on the conscious mind base of all. The say samsara nirvana holding. So that you know, say this exists, you know, that imprint was left on what left on this seven conscience, you know, manifested you see the object I, and the say conscience, which is, you know, the mental factor which sees the I, also manifest into that the imprint. So while this I is came from the mind, without outside creator, came from one's own mind, didn't come from outside, that is not created by outside. It's not created by outside, you know, creator. It came from the mind. It came from the imprint left on the mind. But it doesn't appear to us. The I doesn't appear to us as it came from the mind, even though it came from the mind. Very clearly, there is no other way to come out of I. The I definitely came from the mind. It's an imprint left on the mind. I is creation of the mind. The self is creation of mind. So, for example, it's very simple. If you see, if there's no mind which labels I, if there's no mind which labels I, the self, there's no I exist. Without the mind labeling self, the self doesn't exist. Anyway, it doesn't exist. Without the mind labeling, if there's no mind labeling I doesn't exist. So it's very clear that I came from the mind. I came from the mind which labels the I. You see, I is created by the mind which labels the I, the self. So it is clear clear that I came from the mind, that even from this explanation, even from this, you see, introduction. So now, but however, the I, the self, doesn't appear to us. You see, even though that is the reality, but it doesn't appear to us in this way. You see, so there's another wrong view of the I. You see, it's much more subtle than the previous ones. You know, the previous the repeating object. You see, the non I that which doesn't exist. It's much more subtle. You see, much more subtle. But still, it's very gross comparing to the latter, you see, school. even though this is reality, but this is reality, though, this I is a creation of the muscle mind, temporal muscle mind, you see, came from the imprint without outside creator. So that's why only mind school means everything, you see, all the existence came from the mind, you know. So there's no outside creator. Your samsara, your nirvana came from your mind. There's no outside creator. So however, for us, you see, when we do not analyze, that is it. However, the I doesn't appear even that way to us. It's a complete law. contradictory, false. He says, I, that which nothing to the mind, nothing to the one's own mind, you know. You see, nothing to the imprint. It's something I, that it exists, you know, from, you see, truly exists. So like this. So, well, see, so in other words, anyway, so all those, you see, now, the belief, they say, the concept, you see, the belief, the concept, you see, the mind which believes that I, you see, that's the, you know, permanent, the permanent is existing alone and with its own freedom. So that is not root of samsara. That's not the root of samsara. And I see, by realizing that this is the empty, it's not still the realizing empty. That's, see, but the emptiness of this is not, the, is, it is not the, how say, the, right view. It's not the right view that which cuts, you see, that which can cut the root of samsara. So the mind which believes that this eyes, you see, that you know, that the eyes self-supporting. So mind which believes in this, you know, this appearance, still this is not root of samsara. This is not the root of samsara, and realizing this is empty, that is not, you see, the, say, right view, which can cut through samsara. Then, now, the mind which believes that I which is appearing, you see, nothing to do with the mind, nothing to the imprint, that it truly exists, you see, inherently exists. So this one, you see, is not the root of samsara, and the absence of this, emptiness of this, still is not the right view, that which can cut the root of samsara. So now, the next, while the I exist by depending on aggregates and defeated mind, undefeated mind, you see, label. You see, the valid mind label. You see, while this is the reality, while the eyes existing this way, you see, by depending on the aggregates, then valid mind labeling, even though this is the reality, but you see, it doesn't appear to us in this way. You see, it appears that is completely exist from its own side, without depending on the base aggregates, without depending on the valid mind labeling. So this is the reputing object, according to Madhyamika school, first one is Savatantric school. So, so mind believing, our mind believing in this is true, you know, that I exist without depending on aggregates and without depending on completely exist from its own side. without depending on base and valid mind labeling. So mind believing in this, that still, you know, you see, without depending on the mind level, you see, they still this is that the valid mind level without depending on this. So completely exists from that. So still in the mind which believes in this, still it is not, the mind which believes in the reputing object of the Sabbatantra school. You see, that is true, you know, it is like that in reality, so still it's not the root of samsara. And absence of this is the emptiness of this, still is not the right view, which can cut the root of samsara. So now, that I, the self, so to make it short like this, maybe the essence that, this point is very important. This essential point. Anyway, without going through many other things, that examples and many other details. Just this one, if you can maintain it well, that this just this point, then that helps. That helps to everything. So this way of thinking is beneficial to maintain our emptiness effectively. To be able to see there's nothing from its own side, that there's nothing, there's no I at all, there's no I at all existing from its own side, there's nothing from there, there's no slightest even atom, the I, there's no slightest even atom, you see, from its own nothing, even slightest atom exists from its own side. So completely empty. You see, the eye is completely empty. You see, what is appearing from its own side? I, what is that? So self, the eye, what is appearing? What is appearing up? What is appearing up? It is self, the I, what is appearing up, you see, the towards one's mind, you see, I which is appearing from its own side. So that is completely empty from its own side. That is completely empty from its own side. What appears existing from its own side is completely empty existing from its own side. So like this, the conclusion is this example often Kunalamaram gives, probably this maybe the first this first this can give clear idea, then we relate to the eye. You see, now, so like this, that, so if you do like this, I'm going to show some miracles. No, joking. So anyway, that, so when we do like this, this one, this say solid material. So this so you see by looking at this, by seeing this in these two fingers. So you see, anyway, like this. So one call, you see, one label. This is to give two ideas. So this, you see, now one label say this one is longer finger, and this one is shorter. You see, this is longer, this is shorter. Now you see, so when we do like this, now what happened? What we labeled and believed, that before is this one is longer finger, you see. Before we labeled longer finger and believed in that, what happened now? What happened in the appearance of that? What happened in the appearance? Is there any changes in appearance? You see, now before, let's start again. It's not getting smaller. So, what? So, like this. So this one's longer, right? This one's shorter. So we just consider this. This is longer, okay? Longer. So we label and believe in that. So now, what happened in that appearance? What happened in that appearance that we labeled longer and longer, that we labeled longer and believed in that appearance? So what happened with that? That wasn't exactly my question. Now how do you see that one? After this is changed, now how do you see that previous appearance? How do you see? You see now. Now when we change like this, you see that long finger which we labeled and believed and appeared and believed in that. You see now what happened with that long finger? You see when this changed. So what happened? You see, we have to check what happened. The appearance of the long finger. How do you see the long finger after this change? So now, second time, one is like this. There's no long finger here. You see, there's no such thing as a long finger on this. You understand? There's no such thing as a long finger on this. The long finger came from the mind. It's very clear. You see, the long finger, there's no long finger on this. The long finger is extremely subtle. that phenomena, the long finger, you see, extremely big. It's extremely subtle phenomena. It's not that concrete. Extremely subtle phenomena. You see, Okay, now start again. Anyway, so so yeah, the long finger, the short finger. But this one looks is more conk. You see, now here, you see, here the main point of the meditation is the question is how does it appear? You see, the after we arrive a long finger, you see, how does it appear? You see, now there is a long there is a very long finger. You see, there it appears there is a long there is a real long finger. There is a real long finger appearing from a certain side. You know, and even though we labeled, even though it started by labeling, but it doesn't appear to us. It appears long finger, real long finger from its own side. So now with this. Now suddenly, you see, with this, now you can see that there's no long finger. There's no long finger. You see, there's no really long finger there. On this there's no long finger. You see, when it changes like this, the long finger, the long finger, that the long finger, you see, the long finger, you see, is, you see, what, see. It exists, but it is merely labeled. It is merely labeled by mind. It came from the mind. It is merely labeled by the mind. It is extremely subtle. So you see. So now again the same. Again the same. So this one is short finger. So now this one short finger. Then you see. So looks, you see, real short finger from its own side. So now, like this. So it's now, that, again, you see, that the real short finger. There's no real short finger. You see, the real short finger. What is appearing from its own side? You see that stopped. You see. That is stopped, and it's same thing. That what it is that what is merely labeled by mind, the short finger, that which is the you know merely labeled by mind. On this, there's no short finger. You see, on this, there's no short finger. There's no short finger here on this. And what it is merely labeled by the mind. See, the short finger become extremely subtle phenomena. But it's not that. It's not that it doesn't exist. You know, the short finger. It's not that it doesn't exist. It exists. It exists. But you see. it exists being, you see, merely labeled by the mind. That however the idea is this, that you see, so long, this one short, you know, this long and short, then here now this long and this short. So here this one's long, this one short, then now we do like this, this long and this short. So now what happened? Now what happened? On these things, you see, on this, you see, on this, on this, on this, short and long. On this, we call short and long. Remember, on this finger, you see, depending on this finger, we label short and long. Depending on this finger, we label short and long. So now what happened? Now what happened? You see, what we labeled short along this, what we labeled short along this, what happened? You see, like this, long, short, then this, and then which we called before short, and now we call long, then which we used to call before long, now we call short. So now you can see. So just by maintaining on this, there is no real long and short. You see, on there. On there, there's no really long and short. The long and short came from the mind. You see, came from the mind. You see, merely imputed by the mind, by the power of mind, by the control of the mind. So, you see, on this, there's no real short and long, you know. On this, there's no real short long. On this, there's no real short long. maybe stop here. So, similar, the where you are, you see, where you are sitting, you see. You call here, but when you come to where I'm sitting, when you come to this place where I'm sitting, see where you're sitting now, you call here, and where I'm sitting you call there. But when you move to my place, when you come to sit here, you see, then then you call. You see, here, and where you used to call here, you call there. Where you used to call there, you call here. So again, the here and there, you see, there's no here, there's no real here and there. There's no real here and there, you see, are from, you see, existing from the side. There's no real here and there. You see. There's no real here and there existing, you know, from the side. Real in the sense existing from the side. But there's a here and there exist. What exists is what is merely labeled by mind. What came from the mind that exists. But what appears, you see, here and there, you see, what appears here and there, real one, that, you see, that's completely hallucination. You see, completely empty. So when you come after you label where you're sitting here, and then to my place there, then when you came here, after you came here, then you see, you call where you used to call here, you call there, where you used to call there, you call here. Then you check the appearance. Then you check the appearance. You see, those two labels, and how does it appear to you? You check, you see. So it's empty. You see, nothing real exists, nothing real in sense existing from sight. You know, the way it exists is only what is merely labeled by mind. So how you know? The last thing, so relation to the eye. So the depending the base, the aggregates. reason, because of the aggregates. In other words, depending these aggregates, then mind, you see, mind make up the label I. Depending the base aggregates, then mind make up the label I. You see, so that's all what the I is. That's all what the self is. Just the mind, depending the aggregates, based aggregates, mind, you make up the label, you see, I, self. That's the reality of the I. You see, that's the reality of I. What I is, that's all. Nothing slightest more than that exists. You see, so now that, so this is the reality of the I, how the I exists. So so therefore you can see now, by meditating in this way, the subtle dependent arising, prasangika, you see, the subtle dependent arising, you see, prasangika schools, the subtle dependent arising. Now, you see, there's no I, there's no self, no I on this aggregate at all. On this aggregate, these collections of any of these aggregates, any of these aggregates is not I. Even the whole collections of these aggregates is not I. And second very important thing, that is that there's no I on these aggregates at all. Completely empty. Now, this I, that which appears to oneself, is before we do the analysis, the nature of the I, how the I exists. This I which appears to oneself, real one, as if you can find on this aggregates, if you look for this, you see, cannot, this, if we search, cannot be found on any of these aggregates, from tip of the hair down the throat, nowhere. It can be found, this cannot be found anywhere on this aggregates, neither on this, nor even separately from this aggregates, nowhere. This real I, that which looks, that which appears to us as if it can be found, which appears as it can be found. Another way of putting it, you see, looks like there's an eye inside the body. You see, which appears there's an eye inside this body. There's an eye. So that is completely wrong. You see, that is what the reputant object is. The appearance that there's an eye inside the body. that is I there. Just even thinking this, that is I there. That itself is a reputable object. That itself is the hallucination. You see, that there's I there. There's I there. There means on the aggregates. On these aggregates, there's I. That is a totally hallucination. Because if you look for, cannot be found there. There, you see, on the aggregates. So, you see, cannot be found anywhere. So that means it doesn't exist. So when we say, when we do not check, looks like there, but when we check, it is not there. You see, so that is a completely hallucination. So now this real I, existing what appears existing from the side, this cannot be found anywhere. This I that which appears to us not merely labeled by the mind. not just that, you know, something more than that. So this I cannot be found anywhere. Nowhere it exists, this I. Something which appears more than what is merely labeled by mind. That is totally empty. Doesn't exist at all. But, see, the eye that is merely labeled by mind, you see, this merely labeled eye also cannot be found. Besides the eye existing from sight, this merely labeled eye also cannot be found on this at all. If you search, cannot be found on this, I guess. But this male labeled eye can be found in this room during this minute. You see, while the aggregates is here in this room, this male labeled eye can be found in this room, but it cannot be found on this aggregates. So one has to know these differences. You see, on this same as true looks in the eye cannot be found on this base. So what it is, depending, I guess, that the mind, you see, made up the label, you see, I. So that's all what it is. The I is completely empty. So therefore the I, now what is the I, is completely empty. It doesn't have the slightest atom existing from the side. It's completely empty. Nothing more than what is merely labeled by the mind. So realizing this is the realizing emptiness of the I, ultimateness of the I. So realizing absence or emptiness of this, the eye which is merely labeled by mind, appearing existing from the side, something more than what is merely labeled by mind, you see, realizing that this is empty, that this is completely empty. So the emptiness of this is the ultimate nature of the eye, and realizing this is the wisdom realizing ultimate nature of the I. So now the person gigas the say the R appearing to oneself, you see, something not just merely labeled by mind, but something more than that. There's something there, you know, from its own side. So that very subtle hallucination, you see, that very subtle hallucination, you see, there's something left still, something little left, you see. Not exactly you see the eyes made a level by mind, but something more than that, something there, something, you see, from its own side. So this very subtle thing that's left there, something left over. So this one, you see, so this is something very subtle what's left there, something a little more than, you see, what is made a level about mind. You know, the eye. So when our mind believe in this, you know, in this appearance that is true, and then that time we're creating the root of samsara, the ignorance. That time, this mind, when we let our mind to believe in this, that time then we're creating the root of samsara, the ignorance. So that time we're making our mind ignorance, creating root of samsara. You see, so now, this particular concept, so this small, this subtle thing that, you see, something left there, you see, something more than what's made a level by mind. So this one, you see, apprehending this is true. So this one is the actual root of samsara. So all those wrong conceptions are not root of samsara. All those previous ones. So only this particular one is root of samsara. So therefore, there's only one root of samsara. So therefore, in order to cut this particular specific root of samsara, ignorance, so then you need to realize the not just any kind of emptiness, what is called emptiness, but you need to realize the specific. This Prasangika's view, emptiness. Not just emptiness, what many books say, any what is called emptiness, but this specific emptiness one has to realize. So reality, there's only one emptiness. Even though there's many different school talks about emptiness, but in reality, just one. Because root of samsara is just one. So by realizing this even small thing, what is there, is a hallucination, you see, something a little more than what is mid-level of our mind. So realizing even this is completely empty, even realizing this completely empty right there. So this only this wisdom, realizing this, can cut the root of samsara. So now you can see the subtle dependent rising. So dependent on aggregates, then the mind, simply matter of level, I. Okay? So that's the subtle dependent rising. So that is, I think, the essence of all this text. So I think my response is finished. Okay, so thank you so much. Yeah. Did all three time merits come to by one soul, by Buddha Sabbath? Did all these merits that we say empty? Met I who is empty? Achieve Gurushatam Buddha's enlightenment that was also empty? And lead all sentiments who are empty to that enlightenment as quick as possible. And to be generated bodhicitta, with the mind of all sentiments, those who have made it be developed.